Hey authors, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White-Osa. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you're having a great day. We are literally at the end of October, and before you know it, the holidays will be here. So I hope that you are getting your writing done. And yes, the holidays may feel like, okay, I need to slow down. Just know that you can get your writing goals in and still spend time with your family without feeling like you have to sacrifice either one. It just takes getting strategic. So before I get into the heart of this episode, I wanted to let you know that I am back in the saddle with writing officially. I have been on a writing break for a while due to a major life change, as you know, with getting married and moving and still adjusting to everything. But I have about 15,000 words into my story. I'm working on book 4 of my cozy mystery series, my Bianca mystery series. The title is Most Eligible Killer. And I admit, it started off a little slow because I'm getting my writing muscles working again. But I have to say, I kind of felt like things shifted for me these last couple of days because I'm starting to see my plot unfold. Sometimes you just got to sit back and think about your story a little bit, allowing it to just kind of like, okay, this is how I want to go. Of course, I have my outline, but there are those times where you just need to think a little bit and dig a little bit. So I've been doing that these last couple of days. Last night, I wrote about 1,100 words and I'm like, okay, I think I see where this is going. So I'm excited. And usually that's my clue. Because when I'm on edge, when I'm excited about the story, I can only imagine how it's going to affect readers. So I look forward to sharing it with you all very soon. My next task will be my book cover. So I look forward to getting back with my designer very soon, no later than the end of the year. And then I'll have a better idea because my plan is to send my first draft to my mystery writing partner by mid-December. So you heard it here. And that is the deadline that I am working towards so that book 4 can come out next year. But another thing that I wanted to share with you all that you are invited to, if you are not a part of Ambitious Authors and Writers, you need to be, especially if you're challenged with time management, writing consistency, productivity, lacking the motivation to write, staying focused, you're trying to juggle kids, your full-time job, and all these other responsibilities in between, and you feel like your writing is suffering for it, you need to be a part of this group since yesterday. So I definitely will attach the link for you to request to join. And this is the best time to join because, again, with the holidays coming up, since we're at the end of the year, a lot of us feel like we have to slow down. We may feel less motivated because, like, okay, holidays are coming up. I'm going to be busy with family and travel and getting ready for the holidays. Totally understandable, but I want you to know that you can absolutely keep up with your writing goals without having to sacrifice the things that are important to you, your family, celebrating the season with them. Still go into your full-time job, still taking care of your kids, please do. That's important. So I have an event coming up that you are more than welcome to join. And I put it to a vote in the group. So if you want in on the topics that I discuss, you need to be a part of the group so you can vote. But November 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my next topic that they chose is getting motivated to write. Okay, getting motivated to write. I'm going to say something, make a bold statement here. You don't have to feel like writing to write. I'm going to say that again. You don't have to feel like writing to write. I know if we don't feel something, we tend to back off. We tend to slack off or stay away because there's no motivation. You're not inspired, right? If that sounds familiar, then you need to be a part of this event. We all have been there, busy with life, finding it tough to sit down and write. But even when you don't feel like it, you can still make progress. How? You may ask. You'll be like, okay, how is that possible? I don't feel like it. Well, by unlocking the strategies that I'm going to be teaching in this live stream event, this is going to help you keep moving forward towards your writing goals no matter what. Like I said, the holidays are just around the corner and it's tempting to slow down, but why not give yourself an early gift this year? Get those words on the page. Yes, you're going to be shopping for gifts for loved ones and friends, but why not give a gift to yourself and finish this first draft and finish strong? You can do it, and I'm going to show you. So no more excuses, no more procrastination. Let's get you writing and smashing these goals. So go ahead and request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers if you're not a part of the group, and RSVP for November 9th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, there will be a replay available, but you're definitely going to get more out of it when you are there live because I'll be there in real time. and you can ask questions with me right there, and I can answer them for you right away. So don't miss out. Do not miss out. If you are challenged with time management, challenged with writing consistency, this live stream is for you. So make sure that you RSVP so we can help make your writing dreams a reality. So why is this event important? What's in it for you? Well, if you're anything like my current members, again, you may not always feel like writing. That lack of inspiration is there. And some of us feel like we have to be inspired to write. But you all, just like with everything else in life, if we needed to be inspired for everything that we do, nothing would get done. I'm sure there are plenty of things that you do outside of writing that you don't feel like doing. Let's just be real. We do things all the time that we don't feel like doing, but we know that we have to do. It's a non-negotiable, right? So why not let writing be the same thing? That's what we're going to be digging into. And I'm not just looking into giving you practical tips. I also want to talk about the mental barriers that may be blocking you. Because sometimes it's not just about having a strategy to do something. Sometimes there's a mental block, a mental barrier, maybe some doubts, things that you may not realize that are holding you back from continuing to move forward. And you wonder why, how this person finished or how this person get this. Let's not worry about what other people are doing. Let's discover what may or may not be holding you back, get the tools and strategies to move forward, and let's go ahead and get those words in. So RSVP, request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers, RSVP for November 9th, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and invite your writer friends. Invite them, have them join. This event is definitely going to be not just informative, but also impactful. So I wanted to share that with you all really quick, but also let you into my own writing journey. I'm excited to be back to it. It's been a while, so it has taken me a couple of weeks to get back into the rhythm, but I'm about 15,000 words in. My goal is to be finished with the first draft by mid-December, and I'm excited to see how the story unfolds. And if I surprise myself, which I typically do, then that means that my readers are going to be on edge as well. So you all have an awesome rest of your day and week. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So God bless. Stay safe. I'll talk to y'all next time. Hope to see you November 9th. Have a good one. Bye.